For since he stated that while reading the Old Testament, the veil remains, so that no one would think that this statement comes from the ambiguity of the law, he demonstrated his point both previously and here through other examples. For by saying their minds were hardened, he indicates that the fault was their own. In this instance, too, he didn't say, the veil remains on the writing, but in the reading. Now the reading is the action of those that read. And again, when Moses is read. He demonstrated this more clearly in the following phrase, boldly saying, the veil lies upon their heart. For it lay even on the face of Moses, not because of Moses, but because of the bluntness and carnal mindset of these people.